Melanie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
So do we know how far-reaching the consequences of these actions could be if the allegations do turn out to be true?
I don't know that we'll be able to assess properly if the allegations are true or not, and that is one of the problems with public intelligence. We just have to take it on trust that the allegations are true because we have no independent way of assessing the truth of them.
And so if these, I guess if we work off the assumption that these allegations are true, where do we go from here? What does this say about the nature of China's interests in Australia?
Well, I can't probably give you too much information in the nature of Chinese interest in Australia. My research is centred on intelligence and public intelligence. I can talk to you more about what the implications of the intelligence release are, but not of China's relationship with Australia, I'm afraid.
No, that's okay. Well, I mean, what would the implications be then?
Well, I think it's troubling for Sam Dastyari. And I think the impact of the release has definitely changed the political narrative at the moment. When the information was released, I'm not sure if you remember, the Turnbull government was in a little bit of trouble. All of the news stories were about the problems, internal problems within the Turnbull government. Many of the National Party were threatening to demerge. There was division between the right faction in the Liberal Party and the moderate faction. And now that the Sam Dastyari news has come out, all of the narrative has changed from coalition weakness to Labor weakness, which is national security. I think that's one of the most important implications.
And I guess, you know, if this is a whole distraction in inverted commas, does that mean that we are taking away attention from, I guess, those other issues that really should be focused on a little bit harder?
Well, it's definitely distracting from some of the internal problems in the Liberal Party at the moment. But I think I don't think the main purpose of this was a distraction. Initially, when it came out, it did distract and it did give the coalition government some clear air. But I think in the days since the information was released, they have announced those new security laws. And I think one of probably what it's done is paved the way for those new security laws by in a way showing why they may be necessary and building public support for some quite strong laws that will have very serious implications, and changes to the Secrecy Act, which will affect journalists and organisations like WikiLeaks. And now it's much harder to argue against them because this information is out in the public sphere that makes it seem necessary.
And so I guess, still talking about these new intelligence laws that have been passed into Parliament, are they, I guess, a whole lot different to what we already had?
No, since I think probably for the past 15 years, our national security laws are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. What these ones do is they build on the Secrecy Act. I don't know too much about it. I'm not an expert on legislation or anything like that. But what it does is they're very much designed to affect journalists and to affect organisations like WikiLeaks, to punish people that are involved in large-scale releases of classified information. I do think it's interesting with the information that's come out is that we've got all these new laws in place now that are going to punish people for releasing classified information, yet there's been no talk of punishing the person that released the information on Sam Dastyari originally, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit suspicious, I guess. Do we know, I guess, why? Or is that just something that's caught up in a loophole?
Well, you can only speculate. So I wouldn't want to do any of that because I don't know where the leak came from or why we may not be talking more about tracking down who leaked it.
Definitely, fair enough. It is going to be a very, very interesting one to watch unfold over the next couple of weeks, I think. Melanie,
I think so too.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.